Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's take another look here. Because the weird part about this is she claims that she was abused for these 22 days, held captive in this room. But then she goes on to protect this guy for six years, like he's a mob boss or something. And he's just this dude living in down this other area with his grandma. I mean, why? Let's take a look at this is how Sherry explains it in the doc.
I remember towards the end, there was this dinner that James had let me off the chain and we had dinner. And I said, my husband's going to find me. He's never going to stop looking for you. The media was blowing up everywhere. He knew, and I had continued to tell him, this needs to end. You need to let me go. And he was like, well, there's too much has happened. So it all came down to me. It all came down to my cover-up, and that's what I agreed to. I agreed to with James to make up that someone else did it, that I wasn't going to come after him, that I was going to make up these two people that were the actual captors. It wasn't the right choice. And I know that, and I wish I just would have made a sketch of James. I wish I would have told them from the day I was in the hospital that it was James. And it wasn't right. I'm not justifying what I did. I did the best that I could do in that situation, and it felt awful. It still feels awful. I wasn't thinking about my neighbor that was searching for me. I wasn't thinking about the churches that were lighting candlelight vigils. I was thinking about myself. And I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to be more truthful and have more courage to not lie. but there was no master plan. There was no hoax kidnapping. There was a cover-up of what happened. And I participated in the cover-up. I just wanted to go home.
So there's that. I wasn't able to be more truthful. I question that. No, you were. You can't just say that and then we brush it off to the side of you weren't able to. You were. You were very able to. And you participated in the cover-up. That was another interesting note. The little, and I participated in the cover-up.
Yeah. And you see how little agency she perceives herself as having, that these things just happened to her and she has to lie. It's like she doesn't see that, no, she has a pattern of choosing to lie. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, the big line that I would take with her is that you have choices every time you open your mouth. There is a choice you are making. You've always had choices. And what is going on that lead you in your own thinking to justify making these bad choices over and over and over again, rather than always looking at somebody else did this and that, and then I had no choice.
I mean, does she truly feel like she has no choice there, or is this just the excuse that she goes with? I mean, I think she knows she has agency. I mean, she knew she was able to get out of this house and go and run away for 20 some days.
She tells herself she doesn't have agency. And I think on some level, she believes she doesn't, even though she clearly does.
She's not just telling other people she doesn't have agency. I mean, because I can see where she knows she does, but she's going to say she doesn't to other people to make it look like, oh, you really are this victim. Do you think she really believes that she doesn't?
I think in her little girl way of being, because a lot of this is so childish, these choices are ridiculous and she's going to get caught. There's not going to be a good outcome. So she's thinking like a little kid. Mm-hmm. And in her immature way of thinking, she doesn't see at that moment that she has a choice, even though she does. And then that's the story that she continues to spew. So this is a mind that has never grown up. Mm-hmm. She's still not thinking like an adult.
It's very stunted. We did learn that there was some sort of sexual abuse in her childhood, not perpetrated by her parents. Her parents are in the dock. They don't say who did it. And obviously that can cause a lot of trauma and can stunt you quite a bit too, depending if you don't get treatment for it. And it sounds like that there really wasn't a whole lot. The way that the parents worded it is we didn't really know what to do back then at that point in time. You know, one can argue that, but it was a different place in time. It certainly is not the world that we live in today, where that's much more understood and there's a lot more options available. One of the big lies that she told was that she made this sketch with the police artist, and it's of a Hispanic woman because James's mother is Hispanic. This is what she tells investigators. And this is her reasoning for making the woman, one of the women on the sketch, Hispanic, or they both were, because that would maybe be a breadcrumb. And then they'd go and find that woman who's the mom of James, who looks kind of like the woman in the sketch, who really wouldn't be looked at for anything criminally, but somehow they're going to connect those dots. Well, here was a lie that she got caught in the documentary about that very sketch.
What is most valuable to you? Is it not lying to a federal agent? Or is it laying next to your children? I had impossible odds and impossible choices. And it's incredibly easy for someone, even you sitting on that side of the camera, of saying, well, but you lied. Without having been in the situation that I was, in the marriage that I was, or in the danger that I was. Well, and how truthful are you? I mean, I really challenge anybody watching this film, how truthful are you? How truthful are you? Have you ever lied? I've watched you do it.
I watched everybody on this crew do it. You know?
Fair. So I know you told us that you described one of the Hispanic women to look like James's mother. Well, we hired a private investigator to look into James. And the first thing we learned is that James's mother isn't actually Hispanic. She's Irish.
Okay. I've met her twice. It had very little to do with his mother and her ethnicity. It was about trying to get them to alert them to his identity without saying his name out loud. Quite frankly, I don't give a f- whether she's Hispanic or not. It was about James. It wasn't about her.
She reminds me of a teenage girl when they get caught in a lie.
Yes.
Fine about that. Whatever.
Yes.
You know, I'm just going to brush it up. It's not a big deal. Why do you care?
Yeah.
Because it's what you claimed. That's why it matters. Because it's what you said. That's why it matters. I mean, and again, there was a lot of like, well, do you ever lie? I mean, very much pulling everybody in. Let me pull you all down to my level and then I'll feel better about myself. But more focusing on the lying about the mom and the reaction that we got there. What were we watching? What was happening there?
Yeah, this is not an adult. She does not process information like an adult. She doesn't see herself as having agency. She projects, she manipulates, and I don't think you can believe anything that she says, unfortunately. I mean, it's sad to see someone like this.
You know, her therapist, it was on here, and he was talking about doing EMDR and all sorts of stuff. He believed that it, you know, she obviously said nothing helps, but he said he believed some things were helping. You see a person like Sherry, and obviously you can't diagnose her, but I mean, is this someone, you know, is there any help for someone like this, or is this just so ingrained that this is how she's going to live out the rest of her life, and let's hope to God she doesn't ruin any more? And that's
this is a lady, she's how old now? 40? 40-some?
I think 42, I believe.
42, I believe,
yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. She still seems to be about 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Mentally, and this may be about the place that she stays at. Yeah. And, you know, kudos to that gentleman working with her so diligently. I felt like he very much cares about her and has tried to do good work with her. And, you know, the interesting thing about therapy, people lie to their therapists all the time, and therapists are not lie detectors. Therapists tend to have, you know, the old term, unconditional positive regard for our clients. We want to think the best of them. We want to hold hope for them. And I'm sure if she were my client, I would have that attitude too, of holding hope for her and wanting the best for her. But trying to stand back objectively and look at this and say, is she ever going to be very different than the Sherry that you see now? We hope so, but likely not.
We hope so, but if you were the, if you had a son that was, hey, I met this wonderful lady named Sherry Papini, and you knew all this about her, would you be like, yeah, give it a shot? Yeah. She seems lovely.
Yeah, probably not.
Here's how she ended it, and it's an interesting way of ending it, questioning, you know, how do you think people are going to think about me in this? Let's take a look.
My only hope for justice is that the person that held me captive and tortured me comes forward and admits to his crime.
Yeah.
I'd say it's unlikely. I mean, I've been through it all already. I was at rock bottom. We're bedrock. There's no more. What the f*** am I gonna do? I mean, really. Sorry. Do you think that this film is going to do more harm than good for me?
Yeah, there you go. That's Sherry Papini. Do you think this film is going to do more harm than good for me? Your reactions to that?
I thought it was a beautiful place to cut.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to say, there's a part of me that has compassion for her. I mean, what a way to live. What a way to go through the world.
Yeah.
Feeling like you are constantly maneuvering, that there is no real truth, mm-hmm. that everything shifts all the time, that you're cut off from your kids, you know, for good reason. But it's just sad. The whole thing is sad.
It is, because I don't know that her mind is ever fully wrapping around the valid reasons why these things have happened to her. She realizes that she causes things, but then doesn't understand there's going to be an effect for any of them.
Right.
And when there are true effects, because she's doing really extreme things, she doesn't like it. Well, yes, you're not going to when you do that sort of things to other human beings. Mm-hmm. One little thing I found interesting there was when she, and I've noticed this throughout the doc, when she talks about her new story, her new truth, if you will, she speaks about it, and she's not reading from paper, but she speaks like she's reading from paper. I notice that. I hope that he comes forward and admits to his crimes. It sounds like a third grader reading, where it's just very kind of, you know, segmented. The words are kind of off. There's not a lot of correct inflections on certain things. Mm-hmm. When she's telling one of her new facts, she speaks like that. When she goes off and starts riffing about her emotions, then she's very much more, oh my gosh, and this or that. But when she goes to the facts, it's like, it's almost like she wrote them down in a notebook somewhere and practiced them.
Probably did. Probably rehearsed it. Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. It's weird. There you go. Sherry Papini. I have a feeling we're not going to see the last of her. I feel like there's more to come on this story, whether it be anything to do with James or wherever she gets next. And if you're someone who is on a dating site and you happen to be matched up with a lady named Sherry P., and you're like, let's see what I can find. And you found this video, run for your life.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.